Blog Talk Radio.
Are you tired and overworked? Do you wish that Calgon will take you away? Well, sit back, put your feet up, as Kelly Claypool plans to inspire you in this refreshing episode of Diva Talk Radio. Now here's your host, Kelly Claypool.
Well, welcome, Divas, to Diva Talk Radio. This is actually Gina Parrish. I am filling in for my best friend on the planet, Kelly Claypool. As you know, Kelly is always busy empowering women and changing the world, and she was called out of the office on such exciting business ventures. And so here I am getting to share this moment with you. And just like Kelly, we are so grateful that you allow us to come into your space, wherever you're listening, if it's your car, if it's your office, if it's your headphones while you're walking the dog, then we are just thrilled to share this time with you. And if you know anything about Diva Talk Radio, you know that we are all about empowering women and changing lives together. And so we have some projects that we're working on this year in 2015. We always adopt some charities at Diva Talk Radio and around the Diva Network. And this year we have some that are really touching on women around the world. As you know, we've worked with Warriors at Home, and we've worked with different operations. And this time, one of our charities is called Every Girl Counts. And this is such a fun charity. It's where we get to dress a little girl or lots of little girls, specifically in third world villages. And we have a specific designs for their little dress. It looks like a little pillowcase with straps. It's so cute. And we make these dresses, and we have sewing groups all over the country that are getting together where ladies gather and sew these simple little dresses and send them off to Every Girl Counts, where they get a little label put on the back. And that way, any would-be predators know that these little girls have an organization watching over them, watching out for them, and they are not available as prey for predators to be kidnapped and sent into something as awful as child trafficking. So we are getting more information about that put up on the website, and we hope that you'll stop by at divatalkradio.com and find out how you can get involved. Maybe you'd like to gather with some of your friends and sew these simple little dresses. I just returned 2 weeks ago myself from Haiti, and it was so precious seeing some girls wearing their sweet little dresses of that exact same style. And it just warmed my heart. And we can bring a smile to somebody, keep somebody safe, share some love, because there is something beautiful about feeling beautiful, even if you're in this third world country. So that's one thing we want you to know about. We also hope that you will share with your friends that we're here at Diva Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, and we want you to invite a friend to share all the inspiration that happens here. Well, today I am excited to talk about blending your unique gifts to make a bigger impact. And today our guest is named Cheryl Sitz. She comes to us from her website called journeyofpossibilities.com. And Cheryl is a certified mediator who enjoys helping like-spirited women blend, value, and market their holistic passions and talents to make a bigger difference. So some of you are also holistic practitioners, you're coaches and healers, and Cheryl's going to have some great insights for you. She has an innate gift for being a portal to possibilities. And that, I'm telling you, gals, that is just a fun thing to say, portals to possibilities. And so she's great at breaking stagnant thinking patterns and helping you dream bigger for yourself and your clients. So Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gina. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, this is so exciting. You know, it's always fun to have guests on the show who actually come from different worldviews but have the same passion. And so it's just fun for us. You know, Kelly and I, we're just unapologetic Jesus girls, and we have so many friends that have their spiritual beliefs, and we love them. We love hearing what you're learning, what you're finding out. So many of these truths are completely universal. And so tell us a little bit more about you, Cheryl, and what you're doing and what we can learn from you.
Oh, well, thank you. Actually, about 3 years ago, my life pretty radically changed. I found the holistic healing path, more specifically a shamanic healing path, and my life started to really open up. I had completed my master's degree, and I wanted to start my own business, and I wanted to really empower women anyway. And what I found in that path is that I wasn't being empowered until I started to really go back and clean out some of my old junk that I was walking around, I guess, suppressing, you know, old pains that I never really knew how to deal with. So in that path, I found the women that I really most wanted to help were these beautiful practitioners that I was meeting and nonprofit workers, those of us in the world that give and give and give, and we tend to give it all away, and we don't value enough what we're giving. So I started to do some business coaching around those principles while enjoying this beautiful network community that's growing of light workers and holistic practitioners that I'm connecting with now all over the world.
That is exciting. So tell us about some of the work that you do with your clients to break through their limits.
Well, I think a lot of times we tend to compartmentalize our life. So I really start with creating a holistic vision for your life. Where do you want your family to be, your business to be, your work, your kids? So I put together, and I actually offer this online. It's now for free through YouTube. You can get it on my website as well. It's a possibilities vision board workshop where you just, instead of this dry five-year vision, we're going to put together a fun, creative vision board and really depict what you want your life to look like. And from that point, then we can start to look at, okay, now what are the gifts that you most want to express in your life, and how can we bring those together and blend them in a way that everybody else isn't doing? And that's where you really get your unique value from. And I love that piece, because a lot of times we have these seemingly disconnected gifts that when we blend them together, we're able to make a really unique stamp on the world that somebody out there is looking for.
Absolutely. I have always been a big believer in the vision board, way back when no one knew what it was called, when I was a teenager, and you'd just cut out pictures from all your favorite magazines and put them up there. And I love it. I use them all the time still. And I love what you're saying about building your whole life. I even do that same work with athletes that I work with, and the real masculine energy guys. Like, come on, they're so identified with their livelihood, only their work or their sport. And we want them to grow, like you say, holistically as a person. So that is so cool. And you offer some vision board training then?
I do live workshops, but as I said, I wanted to be able to reach beyond where I can physically be, and I thought that would be a neat gift for the world. So I made that available. I just published it earlier this month. It's just a fun little vision board workshop. It's got a meditation in there, and then we feng shui it. So you can actually, for people that aren't familiar with feng shui, you can do your house that way. It's creating a flow of energy that's ideal for manifestation, which is the big buzzword right now. So we feng shui your vision board. So you'll learn a little feng shui in there as well, and create a vision board. And the neat thing about the feng shui is it's a tic-tac-toe grid that you're filling in. So you've got quadrants for all the different areas of your life. You really quickly see visually where you're out of balance in your life. If you have nothing in your children and creativity area, then maybe you're not being as creative as you could be, or maybe you're not letting your inner child play, or even playing with your own children. So it kind of really helps you wake up and realize a lot of things about your life.
Wonderful. Well, everybody get that. I'm going to get that. I love that kind of thing.
So once we work with all that, Sorry.
Yeah, I love working with all of it. The whole, the visualizing, and sometimes, you know, my husband and I, this sounds so silly in a way, but we went, somebody gave us hockey tickets last night to go watch hockey, and we love it. We almost never go because, you know, it's up in Nashville. It's downtown. Yeah. It's the opposite direction of work. It's expensive. But I realized also I need more play time, and I felt like a little teenager, maybe because the first date we ever had was a hockey game when we were just kids. But it was awesome for what you're describing, to look at that chart and say, how can I have more play time? How can I fill in these blocks? Awesome.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Yeah, so a lot of times we see that some of the things that you're doing in play are actually what you wish you were doing for a living, and you just never considered it or whatever. So learning how to monetize, once you blend what passions you want to express to the world, to make a difference in the world, then a lot of times there's coaching that can happen around marketing language, and standing in your value, making sure that you're actually declaring a value that's sustainable for you and valuing your work, as well as honoring your client and where they're coming from and their budgetary needs. So we do work with that, and some stuff around sales conversations, because a lot of us who serve the world don't necessarily know how to speak in a way that is non-salesy, but yet achieves what sales is designed to achieve, which is we've got to be sustainable. We've got to make a living. So
Absolutely. Exploring
how to have those conversations in a way that's kind of custom tailored to where you're coming from and what language you like to use.
Absolutely. Can you give us an example in a selling conversation where, you know, one of your clients was very stuck in asking for money, and a difference, a turnaround that you were able to make for her?
A lot of it is that we have a lot of baggage around money. And so really what mm-hmm. happens is when we talk about specifically what the stuckness is, we go into our own money stuff, which is where it's coming from. All we're doing mm-hmm. is projecting our inhibitions on our prospects. And so if we can see where we're uncomfortable asking and why, then we can actually go in and start to do some healing with that so that we can become more comfortable standing in our value. And I've been there too. I mean, I think every entrepreneur starts out going, oh my gosh, how do I ask for what I'm worth? And you just do it. And the worst that happens is a no, and you explore the no, and you figure out, am I too high? Am I too low? Do I need to expand my services to meet new, you know, financial means of different prospects? And a lot more listening, so that we're not proposing for them the thing that's not what they're looking to spend or receive. Did that answer your question?
Absolutely. Well, it's the selling conversation is one of my favorite things. And I think, like you said, especially when we're selling our service, it's not like we're selling a hard, you know, here's the makeup, it always sells for $30, you know, but if you're selling your services that are so subjective, that is exactly right. How do we not project our own sense of scarcity? Oh, you know, how do we be excited about the fact that we're helping this person really move the needle on their life to move forward and invest in herself and take action? It really is such a powerful thing to offer somebody.
Yes. Yes, it is. And understanding that we're attracting where we're at. So if we're attracting a certain type of situation over and over, it's a big red flag of where we can do some healing work and really explore what's in there for us if we're in their shoes, because it often is us looking back at us.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's the truth. And that, I think that's why sometimes people in the healing profession who's not a doctor, who's a coach or practitioner, like you said, they're quick to say, well, this is my fee. But, you know, we can lower it if it's a problem before just closing your mouth.
yeah, exactly.
Man, it's like, no. So that is really neat. What are some other success stories that you've seen as you've grown in your own journey and been able to impart to some of the women around you?
You know what, I guess we teach what we learn or what we need to learn.
Right.
So as I'm learning,
right,
I'm teaching. And I have met a lot of people who are doing what I was doing, which is not realizing all the things that they bundle in with what they sell and give away for free. And it's fine,
mm-hmm,
if we consciously choose to give it away for free. But if we don't even realize we're doing it, then how can we speak to those as benefits and wrap that into the value of what we're giving? Or, you know, more ideally, charge for them. So a lot of people, you know, they'll say, oh, I'm this kind of a consultant. But they're also wrapping in a lot of other gifts and talents that they have that they're not charging for, which is where the whole idea of blending your gifts and talents and charging for it. You know, you're bringing all this to the table. Tell them you're bringing it and charge them for it. Even if you don't charge much or you draw a line through it later as one of your negotiation items, at least you're charging for it.
Yeah, let's give some examples to our listeners. What are some ideas of you know, passions that somebody did not think of combining as an offering in a business setting?
Well, all the way down to my business partner, you know, he does a lot of work with computer stuff, and he brings a lot of consultation to the table that he was not before valuing for himself or his clients. You know, all of that consultation, most people charge for that. So if you're wrapping a lot of consultation in with your services, charge for that. If you're coaching on nutrition with a massage, you know, do you know what you're talking about as a nutritionist? Then package that somehow and charge for that. There's a lot of hidden ways that we can make money that we're not charging for. And some of it is confidence when we first start out of, well, will anybody pay me? I don't have enough letters behind my name, or I don't have... Well, you know what, if you go out there and you give them a sample and show them you know what you're talking about, they'll probably pay you if you connect with them. I think we're learning to trust our intuition more and the credentials less. Because I don't know about you, but I've certainly paid some people that had a lot of letters behind their name that didn't do much for me. Haven't you?
Yes. That's to make it crazy. Why do we sometimes not trust ourselves?
I know.
We want
exactly.
An expert. We want an expert to tell us.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. People are paying for your perspective. They're not comparing you to someone that they've never... You're comparing you to somebody out there. Your prospect in front of you doesn't even know that person. They know you. So
right.
I love that idea. Yes, combine your passions.
And I think it's inherent with holistic practitioners, but hopefully with more and more just mainstream business professionals, that we do this in a loving way. This is not a hat that we put on that's business, and then we're just all about the bottom line. The more loving we can be in our business, and the more we can honor our clients and our prospective clients and our referral partners and colleagues, that's the reputation that's worth so much more than credentials. Mm-hmm. If you get that reputation, then people want you because they want your word.
Yes. It just your presence is such a shifter in somebody's life when you come from a place of giving and serving. And that is such a powerful belief as a coach, to know that if a prospect is sitting in front of you, there's a purpose. You know, that it's not an accident that we've connected. And, yeah, it's not about us as the practitioner. It's all about that prospect and that client and the changes that are available for them. So you are singing our song, absolutely.
It's so much fun.
It is fun. And one time I had a really famous fighter, you know, call me, and I told somebody, man, I might sign a UFC fighter as a client. And this guy said to me, oh, if you land that client, you will be able to get any athlete in the world. He's so famous. And in my heart, I thought, I don't even care about that. I want it more for him than for me, you know. And I thought, how often is that what's so we don't have anything. I don't have any need. I didn't need his money. I didn't need his endorsement. I didn't. When we're not needy, we're able to sell with so much confidence, and they sense that enthusiasm to the change we can bring.
Yes, yes. And especially for me, women that are awakening that have been in corporate America all their life, or
yes,
they're ready for a change and they feel this something stirring inside of them, and it's a bit fear and it's a lot excitement and a lot of confusion about, okay, but I want to do all these things and I just don't know how to do it. I love being able to help them see what's possible and watch them get excited and fired up and take off on their own. It's just a very exciting thing to be able to do. So I know what you mean about your excitement is just in the serving.
Yes. When you see their eyes get all big and they say, wow, I've never heard of any of this. You know, how they can monetize that thing they love. It blows
yes.
them away.
Yes,
oh,
and maybe
man.
Invent something that isn't out there, you know. Be the somebody that you can't find in the phone book right now. How fun is that?
That is fun, and that is such a big step in self-confidence and growth, being willing to say, I'm not like anybody else, but I'm excited to offer this.
Yes.
What are some things that you see women do that holds them back that is fairly simple to break through?
You know, I think it's a process. I think as the excitement flows, things get simpler. As we start to realize how much we're really giving, it's easier to ask for what we need. I think we give and we give and we give, and then it's like, I know the clients that I work with, once they get to the point where they've realized, wow, I'm doing all of this and I'm not telling anybody about it or charging for it, then
right.
they don't have a problem asking for what they need anymore or what they know they're worth. And I think that's the biggest shift, that and balancing our life, which is as simple as
yeah.
playing with a vision board on a Saturday and going, wow,
yeah.
I've been forgetting about this aspect of myself. Because the more balanced we are, the happier we are.
Oh, man. Yes, that is so true. I wonder how many of our listeners tend to be sort of obsessive compulsive like I do. I used to be an obsessive eater, but I'm just an obsessive thinker. Like I will think if I'm on a home decorating binge, I'll only think about that or get so off balance. So I love that concept of looking at our whole life.
Yes. Well, and I am too. And let's face it, we're women, we're mothers, we're caretakers.
Yes.
And it's so
yes.
easy to get out of balance when we're taking care of everybody else. It really is.
Oh, man. Our hero of Diva Talk Radio, Kelly, she is a caregiver of her husband who's in late stage cancer. And she has a son heading off to college. And it is definitely a handful. She's such a giver, and she just amazes me how she always stays so full of love and enthusiasm. It really is remarkable because we do need to find a way.
Yes.
In fact, I was glad she got called out of the office today. I was like, you need to get out.
And we have to talk, so it's all good.
Yeah, that's fun too. So that is so true, to be able to balance our lives. And I noticed, can we talk a little bit about nutrition and the part that plays? Because I'm so fascinated in your journey here without sugar, because I'm fascinated. You know, I'm pretty much a low-sugar eater as well until I eat sugar, and then I'm a sugar binger. So tell me
yeah.
about cutting that out or what you're discovering.
Well, you know, that's been my original addiction. I have one of those personalities that tends to get carried away with whatever my coping thing is at the moment. And for me, addiction is whatever you use to escape. So it's
right.
not just the biggies like smoking and drinking. It's shopping, it's sex,
right.
it's bad relationships, it's even good relationships. It's forgetting
yes.
about yourself through some substance. And for as long as I've been alive, sugar's been my thing. And I'm about to go to Peru and do a shamanic ceremony using ayahuasca with a practitioner. I've been a shaman, a medicine man I've been working with there for years. And this is a big deal for me. And the diet alone is huge because it's very detoxifying, but it's also very rigid. And there's absolutely no sugar. Which is, cutting the sugar out of my diet in that way is really bringing up a lot of stuff for me. And I am blogging about it on my site because I don't think that business and personal are separate. I think we bring ourselves to everything we do. Yeah. So I feel like sharing that is going to help other women that may be struggling with sugar or why they're binging or why it seems to get out of control. For me, we've got to get down to that root cause of what's fueling it in the first place, and that's kind of why I'm going to Peru.
Boy, that's beautiful. Anytime we turn to something to cope, you are telling the truth there. Kelly and I are on this 21-day diva fast, you know, for spiritual reasons, to fast and pray and seek God's guidance, and it's pretty much it, but I get just like yours. And so yesterday I was buying food for my family, and I was grumbling, this was the devil's idea. This fasting is the devil. It's not God. So anyway, my flesh calmed down a little bit, and I was able to grow. But man, it raises all kinds of issues, doesn't it, when we deprive ourselves?
And I'm amazed at how many temptations we have. My goodness, I walk in the grocery store, and right now about 95% of it I can't have. And trying to focus on the 5% I can have and how awesome that looks and ignore the 95%, it doesn't really work. You end up coming face to face with all the temptations and all the ways we've created to indulge ourselves, which is fine, again, in balance, you know, but keeping that balance, it can really be an interesting journey to keep the balance.
It is very interesting. And one of my spiritual mentors used to always say, learn to put your spirit over your flesh. He says, I have learned to sleep or not sleep anytime. I can eat or not eat anytime. And I looked at the guy next to me and I said, oh, me too. I can sleep and eat anytime. Clearly, I was not very mature.
You know, in any spiritual path, whatever your faith path, that's the truth. It's about making sure that what's inside is thriving so that what's outside can thrive. And a lot of times, you know, the taste buds are kind of more superficial to me. They're the quick fix. Anything that good is going to immediately make us feel better, especially if it releases happy endorphins. Who doesn't want those? So we can kind of get lost there, and I sure have. But, like I blogged today, it's also not judging ourselves so harshly for that, because I went through some abuse when I was a child, and having sugar be there for me when nobody else could be, you know, that was a form of healing that I needed at that time. It's been a few years. It's kind of time for Cheryl to wake up and go, okay, we don't really need that anymore. You're okay now.
Yes, and enjoy it in moderation. It's such a gift to realize our taste. We were made with taste buds. We could have just been made to consume matter, but we were made to enjoy these things. And so in moderation is so much more enjoyable.
Yes, and slowing down to do it, our world is so fast now, we don't slow down and enjoy those things. We just do it on the fly.
Oh, that was the best thing. That's why I love going to third world countries for their pace of life.
Yes.
Well, with 1 minute left, Cheryl, tell our listeners how they can get in contact with you and find that neat vision board lesson.
Absolutely. The website is journeyofpossibilities.com. You'll find all kinds of good stuff in there about holistic living, holistic business, and I look forward to connecting with you. So please reach out and contact me. The Vision Board Workshop is on one of the pull-down tabs at the top. So definitely stop by and play in there a little bit and let me know what else I can do to help you on your journey of possibilities.
Wonderful. Journeyofpossibilities.com. We are excited about that. I'm all over that kind of stuff, as you know. And so also, I hope you'll go to iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating and a review for radio. That helps us reach more people. And until next time, divas, wear your heels or your sneakers proudly. We love you.